എനിക്ക് കുക്കിംഗും തിയേറ്റർ സെപ്പറേറ്റ് വ്യത്യാസം പറയാനുണ്ട്. ഇന്ത്യ practice has been to have people sitting like this, and there's actually a screen behind us, and anybody who's seen a Kathakali performance has to imagine what happens for about 20 or 30 minutes before the Kathakali performance starts. It's a very important part of what happens. Usually there is a screen behind conduct direction, and you will hear all kinds of sounds. You will see somebody jumping up, you will see the screen being pushed, and all the time there will be chanda kram going on at a furious pace. Now that process is the process where the Puranic figures are coming from their time and space to join us in our time and space. It's a very profound idea. So you first have to imagine that whatever Puranic figures you want to examine are appearing from here, and they're going to merge with all of us. What is the meaning of the word Purana? There's a lot of stuff going on today where we're struggling with translating Sanskrit words into English, and then they get put into a context that is completely foreign to us, and then we try to internalize it from there, and so we lose the meaning completely. The word Purana means Pura Api Navam. Now Pura means ancient, Navam means nation. So Purana is a word that means ancient and simultaneously nation. And the only way that can happen is that each of us in the here and now bring the Purana alive in us. Yeah? If you treat it like a Western mythology, something that happened somewhere else, you start fighting about whether it's true or not, whether it's factual, and all these kind of things which are completely useless as far as understanding who I am goes. Sometimes these Puranas are also called Darshana. Now Darshana is a mirror fundamentally. So we're going to try and see how we can bring this alive. And a couple of disclaimers before we start. One disclaimer is the content of what we discuss, especially the content of what I'm saying, is not very important. Okay, what is important is the process I'm going to suggest to all of you. And this process will be a process of play and dialogue. Yeah? A very important person in learning theory has said to learn is to play. Yeah, yes. Let's talk about it. So if I don't know how to play with something, I cannot learn about it. And the Puranas are meant for us to play with. So each of us will have our own interpretation of it, will have our own relationship with it, and it's all perfectly valid. We've had permission in the morning to have each of our versions of it, right? And every version is right, and each version is just a reflection of my karma. So whatever I think about each of these heroes actually simply reflects my own thinking. Yeah? So we just want to dialogue, we just want to have fun, and see how we can bring these people alive in us and therefore observe carefully what is happening to us. You remember I was telling you this morning that anything that is done with deep careful observation is yoga. Anything that's done without observation is not yoga. We are actually going to practice yoga. This will also be a time when you can practice some of the things that Baha talked about on the first day. Yeah, how to watch yourself, how to get to the balcony. But don't all of you run to the balcony. Unless a lot of people are dancing, there's nothing to see from the balcony. Right? So you have to go to the balcony one by one time. Right? So you jostle, you argue, you discuss, and just practice observing yourself. Okay? Let me start with another story which will also set the tone for some of the ways in which we look at these things in India. One of my favorite stories is actually a story that forms part of the Mahabharata. And the story goes like this. Now once upon a time, long, long ago, all stories have to start like that. There was this yogi who was sitting under a tree and meditating. And two ground pakshis, cranes, yeah, and in Discovery Channel they show you cranes dancing and cranes mating. It's a beautiful sight, but they make a lot of noise. So the story goes that they were, you know, doing their mating dance. There's a sacrifice for a sanitized version of the story that says that they were just making noise. There's a slightly less sanitized version which says that the Kamsa Pakshis were dancing right on the tree where our yogi was sitting. So in their excitement, one of the birds shat popped on the yogi's head. So the yogi was very angry. He looked up. Guess what happened? The bird just got burned. So the guy was very happy. He had discovered power. So he went with his newfound arrogance to the town, went to the home that he usually goes to, and said, how did he become gay? Now the woman inside the house took a little time to come. He can promptly run out and give him whatever food she was going to offer. So a lady got very upset. He took a look at her and she gave him the star. And she immediately said, I couldn't keep your partner in the corner. So the woman said, okay, my friend, I don't come to my okay, which means, what did you think I'm going to do? So this guy got completely back and said, you know, became very humble and all that. So she kind of guessed what she wanted and he said, you have to really learn what I know and much more than that. There's a butcher in the marketplace. Go to him, he will teach you. So our yogi walked down and as he's going to the marketplace, the butcher said, oh, you're the guy who thought he was so powerful that he just burnt the bird and the woman in the house told you to come here, sit down. So he sits down for a while the butcher finishes his work and then takes him home where the butcher has two old parents to look after. And there's a whole story of how this yogi learned from the butcher and later on became Gautama Maharishi, wrote a commentary on the Vedas and all that. That's an initial story in the Mahabharata. Why the story is inspiring to me is that in the Indian tradition, the hero is not the person who goes all over the place conquering all kinds of things. The hero is a householder. And the hero is the person who in their own context can shift and change the context. And there's an extremely important difference, because in the West there's been a lot of work done on this, and there are people like Joseph Campbell who talked about what they call the monomyth. The monomyth is the story of the hero, and this hero goes from his space because he hears a call, and he has lots of difficulties on the way, conquers some terrible demon, gets some gold or get a woman or some such thing, trophy, and come back, and things like that. Most stories are like this. Even the Ramayana has this underlying theme. But the Mahabharata is very different. The Mahabharata is a story about governance. The story about a time when the principles of governance have become dysfunctional. And because the principles of governance have become dysfunctional, all kinds of things are happening in that place. Okay, most of you know the story. The entire story is about how people in governance have forgotten dharma, the consequences of it. And the entire struggle to re-establish dharma. And this kind of a hero story, I don't think exists in any other part of the world. Okay, so we're going to explore what this means, and we'll start doing some work. Yeah? I'm going to ask you some questions. You have to give me immediate spontaneous answers that come to your mind. Okay? So the question is this. Supposing there is a condition of adharma, of decay, of decline in our system. And you can use the word system to mean anything. It can be in your family, it can be in an organization. So now we just think the organization. Easier. Yeah? What's the first thought that comes to your mind? One, let's establish order. The place has become dysfunctional because order is lost, discipline is gone. So if we can get people to understand order, understand discipline, we can reinstate dharma. Okay, how many of you think this is an answer? I'm going to ask you to put up your hands, but wait a minute. Four questions. Second are the people who say, if there is adharma, let's fight. Somebody who is creating this problem, this condition cannot be set right just like that. We got to get ready and fight. Okay? That's the second. The third alternative. Fight against adharma. Pick up, get on, fight. What do you mean discipline and all that? If anybody is disciplined, beat them up. Or something like that. Yeah? Okay. Then the third alternative are people who say there's a lot of dysfunctionality, there's a lot of sorrow, there's a lot of pain. So let's see how we can heal the place. What do we do to become whole again? Yeah, how do we relieve them of pain? And the fourth are people who sit back, say, hey, you gotta figure this out. Let's think about it. Let's not rush into anything. Let's study. Let's get a proper theory going. And then we'll know what to do. Okay, we got these four clearly. Okay, let me remind you about these four. The first set of people people who look for a magic book. And they believe that the moment they open a magic book, answers will be given in the magic book. That's one. How many of you are answer number one? You raise your hand. Nobody. That's funny. What do you find in the book, man? You find a precedent, you find an order, find a rule. Okay, so how many of you are looking at this? Put up your hand. That nobody will volunteer a few people. Only one? Who? Okay. We'll see how to help you out, huh? How many of you thought of fire? Can all of you get up and come to this corner? You come here. Order, come here. Everybody has to make a choice, and nobody is out of it. And you can always make a choice as you go along.
You need all the paraphernalia with them, Raghu, or
pardon?
All the stuff with them, if they carry, or?
So long as they carry their hearts with them, I'm fine. Whatever else they carry, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, just come to this corner. You wait, you find people to join. Yeah? They're all sitting inside, yeah. Wait, don't worry. Okay. All the people who thought of healing, put up your hand. Yeah? Can all of you go to that corner? Just take one corner, it doesn't matter. This is not surprising, yeah? This is a Brahma Kumari space, no? So lots of healers will be around. And all those people who said good theory, study, knowledge, put up your hands and come to this corner. Come to this corner. Make a clear group so that will be okay, other people just have to make a choice. Yeah? You want to join the lonely crusader for order, come and join him. Come here, we'll clear the boxes. Oh, can you people move out a little bit that time? You're joining them?
Only four.
We're going to play a game here. Come, make a choice. Let's see here. No human being, like Bala said before, is any one of us. You just want to explore. Whichever one you feel like exploring, you come and join that group. But you have to make a choice. No gathering allowed.
Which is this group?
Only actors.
Order. Only actors allowed. Nobody in the gallery.
No spectator.
No spectator. You have to make a choice.
Can repeat that again? Fine.
Yeah. These people, let everybody, yeah. This is a group of people who think order
discipline
has to be established discipline has to be established. Okay? These are people who think it requires passion, it requires discovery of a new kind, fighting, all the heavy stuff. Right? This is the people who think healing is the way out. Okay? And this is a group of people who think you got to figure things out. Got to think through. And if you don't have a good theory, you can never have good action. Yeah?
Others, you need to be quick, otherwise you'll get stuck here.
Make a choice.
All are right.
Mr. Shivani told us in the morning, I took reference to that right from the beginning. No, everybody is right. It's their own karma. Okay, we made three calls, I think. Okay, what we'd like you to do for the next 20 minutes, what's the time?
28 minutes now.
Okay, for the next 20 minutes, can you form groups of 8 or 10, not more than 8 or 10? Yeah? And I'd like you to look at how do I feel, how do I think, how do I act. Very obvious, now this is the English struggle. Right? This is the demon group. Okay? That's the Nakula group. And that's the Sahadeva group.
Where is Arjuna?
Pardon?
Where is Arjuna?
You gotta really work hard to get to Arjuna, man. You can't get to him so easily. So we'll come to Arjuna slowly. Don't be in a hurry. Remember, think slowly and all that sort of stuff. Okay. Can you make groups of 8 and look at how I, now each of you, don't look at it theoretically as though it's somebody out there. Yeah? Try and be self-reflective. How do I feel? How do I think? How do I act? Okay? So just make groups of 8. Have a chat. You have 20 minutes to have a chat. Sit down comfortably. Have a chat. Pardon? Your, the Yudhishthira group. How does the Yudhishthira in me think, feel and act? Lots of stories, not the Mahabharata also to give you a clue, but don't get lost in the story and say he acted like this. There's nobody out there. There's only my interpretation of this chapter.
I'm going to go.
Can I have your attention? Yeah, I'm going to ask you to fill up the blank. Okay, and the blank, the question is, I, for example, I am Yudhishthira because. Yeah? So you'll tell me something. Then we'll go round robin around the. Yeah? Yudhishthira, till we get some sense. 1 point at a time from the next group, from the next group. So, how far does the Yudhishthira extend? You're a Yudhishthira group? No, only two groups. Okay? Can all of you sit down? And unfortunately, since Yudhishthira is the first born, we have to give them the first chance. Yeah? Yeah.
Okay.
So I am Yudhishthira because.
Because I am Satyavati and I will not entertain any wrong data. So people will not dare to provide me any wrong data.
No, they might provide you wrong data. You won't think that. How can you control for unseen providing?
Yeah, I am Satyavati.
Satyavati. Okay, that's it. Next. We keep going up and down. Courageous. What kind of courage? Now, Bhima is going to get up and take your off the courage. So you have to be clear.
It's not any aggressive courage that he goes and fights with somebody, but this is, he is calm in the face of adversity. That is
calm in the face of adversity. Okay. I'm third umpire, by the way. Okay? So, if I say no ball, then I can no ball. We won't argue. Okay? Hey, you got to come back here. Calm in the face of adversity. Okay? Okay, one more. That's it. Come on, yeah.
Discipline.
Okay. Can you explain discipline? Some other people might also claim they're not.
I'll see to that. Things are executed the way it should be.
Standard operating procedure.
Yes. Policies and process.
Okay.
Yeah, I am capable of making decisions and decisions according to justice. And this is the quality justice.
According to justice. Okay.
And this is a quality I got from my grandfather, Lord Bhishma.
You're perfectly right. One of the problems of Mahabharata is because of Bhishma. He's hanging on to certain things for too long. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah.
All the decisions are based on truth in its place.
Perfect.
He was very knowledgeable. And all the decisions were done. As a Yudhishthira, I take all the decisions that will be very just and based on the knowledge.
What kind of knowledge? You've already said right here, just, okay?
Truthful, just decisions.
Okay.
Informed.
By Yudhishthira, I go according to Dharma. That's why I'm called Dharma.
Justice, righteousness.
And the other we have is the gift of politics. He is known to make good decisions. Right decisions.
Right decisions according to?
According to situation.
A book. According to a book. Just think about it, we leave it here. Okay? Can we go to Bhima now?
And Bhima, because we just act, do not think.
Now,
okay. Lack of integrity is not acceptable.
Lack of
integrity is not acceptable.
Lack of integrity is not.
Okay, so you act in a way that is good. You act for good. Yeah. Okay. But how do you know what is good?
Pardon?
I didn't get it. No, Lord Krishna is there.
You have to be blunt and honest.
Selfless.
Can you explain this?
For example, I am doing that action. I am not thinking about if I get hurt or I am dying. I am just focused to get
it.
Okay. Without too much concern about myself.
Yes.
Constantly building the capacity. Even if you have strength, right? So Bhima used to always identify that the team building is up.
Correct.
Constantly be prepared.
Yeah. Always ready.
Why are Bhima constantly prepared?
We have six sons.
Ruthlessness.
Poor Bhima. You're confusing him with some other people.
Yeah? If he's going to be a little bit of acting for God and asking before he does things, he won't be that ruthless. Yeah?
Dushasana will be ruthless.
Emotionally sensitive.
So it triggers
emotionally sensitive. Okay? Impulsive, sensitive.
Impulsive. So we are emotionally sensitive, but we are always driven by guidance from mentor, like Krishna. Though I know your mentor requires not an mentor, but we listen to him.
We come to Krishna later. We won't bring him in too early.
Yeah?
Protector.
That's it?
Yes. Overpowering presence.
Pardon?
Overpowering presence.
Overpowering presence. Okay. Now this guy also has a presence. Yeah, he'll complain. You allow them to take away presence from you?
No.
What will be the difference between your kind of presence and their kind of presence?
How is physical sense?
Pardon?
Physical sense.
So, in their kind of presence?
So, physical strength, our physical strength is not given to
us. That's not the only type of presence. They can also have a command of presence.
Strength.
Calm, whatever you said, na, in the face of danger. Okay? Right. Shall we move? Pardon? You don't have the pen. You might have this pen, but Yudhishthira doesn't have a pen. He only has it to be in other people's writing. Yeah, what?
Last one.
You want
go-getter.
What?
Go-getter.
Go-getter. He is some. Okay, go-getter. Okay. We now we go to Nakulaj. Yeah?
Bhima is done.
You are Nakula?
Yeah.
Okay. Sahadeva is here, na? Okay.
So, basically, we are Nakulas. We solve the problem from the background. Basically, hidden views, you can say. Back. Yeah,
background.
And hidden. Okay. And.
Wait. You got to pass it around. Lots of views there.
You got a one statement each and you pass it around. Let's see what happens. Team player?
Another group.
Team player?
Same group.
Team player.
Team player.
Yeah.
Really? What kind of response will come through the meeting? Why isn't this a response? Why isn't this a response? Why isn't that a response? Why is saying only thinking is a response?
Because it's logic oriented.
There's another logic to passion, there's a logic to this, there's a logic to healing.
From a balcony view? Detachment?
I don't think any of you guys have a balcony view.
Yes.
We go for a root cause of the problem.
Root cause. Why root cause? Okay.
That's why.
Also, we explore all the solution and come up with the efficient solution, which is, you know, in terms of bana, which is, you know, faster, better, and not cheaper, but economical. So, is there anything you do with that solution? Yeah, we make it friendly. I mean, we come up with it, we analyze all the solutions, do the data analysis, and come up with the best solution. Not really, yeah. Because you're confusing the other people. You've forgotten the part of the story. Part of Prahadeva is also Vidura. When the time came, he just shut his door and went off and closed it down. After giving all the advice he had to. Okay. Let's get to the next. So you have one more group. Sorry. Yeah.
Because I have high level of tolerance.
Tolerance to what?
And I know something.
Each person has a tolerance to something. Right? What?
When you are so excited, when you know the thing, what is going to come in the future, but still you cannot take the stand, it shows that your level of tolerance.
Actually, you know what? If you look at the story, and if I look at my sense of Sahadeva, I move away, I withdraw. I go off quietly somewhere. I'm an exert. See, one of the key things to understand these characters is to look at what happened to them in the Ajnatabha.
Yeah.
Say, Viratabha. What did each person become? So that's a hidden part of their character. Sahadeva becomes an exert, goes away.
I am the wisest.
These guys are also obedient.
Yeah.
Those guys are super obedient. These guys are also obedient.
I take it from destructive action.
What?
Destructive action.
No, no, no. Okay. Yeah. Nothing more?
Yeah. I'm friendly because I can analyze the problem. In space. Come up with the positive and negative solution and possible solutions.
Yeah. Okay. Can I move on to the next step?
One more, please.
One more? Okay, yeah, sure, sorry.
I'm sorry because I cannot take a decision by myself. I'd rather consult the entire team of say brothers or anybody else. I can call myself a participative leader.
Not really. There's no part of the story that I know of, and no Sahadeva I know of, who constructs it. Most Sahadevas go away, sit by themselves, put on their thinking cap, keep on thinking, read some books, read some theory, keep working on. I rarely see a true Sahadeva actually consult anyone. Yeah? Okay. Is everybody clear with this picture? Yeah. Everybody clear with this picture? Okay. Before we go to the next
sir, very quickly, take a couple of minutes and say what is the critical organization building role that each of you can take. It is differential from the others. Yeah? What's the critical thing which you can do, which only a yudhishthira can do? Certain kinds of leadership only a Bhima can take. And certain kinds of leadership only an Arjuna can take. Certain kinds of leadership only a Sahadeva can take. Just a couple of minutes. It should be obvious by now. Just have a quick discussion.
As Yudhishthira, I am known as Dharma. So I ensure that I walk the path of all the corporate policies and ensure that my people...
Policy maker.
The right policies. What
right policies, okay. That government, right? You set the right policy.
Not allowing my people to go the wrong way.
Policeman.
Dharma.
Policeman.
Yeah.
Auditor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Executor, right?
Yeah, but executor is
that becomes a now level stuff that they are doing it for a year. We have a different side of doing it.
Okay.
But actually, others follow actually.
Growth.
Oh.
You go set the camp, move the boundary, move the boundary, move the boundary. Yeah, I think. Introspection. Infrastructure is very.
We can be from the quality because we fix the problems. If you connect with everything, if you connect with everything. Because we're dealing the things, right?
Quality is the preserve of the infrastructure.
But basically, correct?
Yeah.
Quality, basically, you just have to fix the governance policy. So people should avoid to the governance policy, that's something which.
When people get hurt because of too many auditor problems, then
people manager
and mediator, in case of mediator.
Okay. Okay.
Sir, we couldn't hear the Nakula part.
Nakula?
Yeah.
That's what happens to Nakula. You never hear
that. What to do?
Right? Because it's not directly seen as contributing discharge. You get angry with some subordinate is just giving you a good idea. Tell him, shut up man. Who do you think has to do all these things? Not even me, my boss has to do this thing. Something like that. So you discharge. Yeah, what happens in cribbing? 3-4 people get together. This is not right, this is not right, this is not right. We criticize the organization. You only have to make sure that other people in your crib club don't go and sneak. Yeah? Then you're in trouble. Okay? And then you have another space in organization.
We're still in the basic paradigm of the organization.
If any small group tries to do big things, they get closed down. Most of you must be members of one or all of these at different points in time. Okay? And when I work with this, with organization, guess who occupies the silent sufferer most often? Any guess?
Nakula.
No, the CEO is outside of the picture. Right? He thinks that any of these spaces is actually at some level a waste of energy. He doesn't crib, he doesn't suffer, none of this. He might adjust and be a nice guy for a while.
Onshore team.
Pardon?
It's like our onshore team. Onshore team.
Onshore. No. Now be serious about this because you've got to work now. Every group has to sit down and ask, what will make me an Arjuna? What will make me an Arjuna? What do I need to understand? I am Arjuna because. Yeah, same thing that you did for each of these. You look at, I am Arjuna because. Okay? And this is a very, very different position from any of these. So think through what does it mean to sit here? But from here you have a view of the organization that is very different from any of them. Okay? Ten minutes for a discussion and then we'll have a free-for-all. No, you leave off, sorry. Let's do that. Okay? And I'm giving you a clue by saying that he's sitting somewhere else. His location is not inside the organization. Okay? He's been through all of this. He's been through the suffering. He's been through the anger. He's been through gripping. He says, I'm not going to do any of this. Yeah? So who is Arjuna? You get the question? So forget about Nakula, forget about all of this. Just try and sense into the question, who is a Nakula? Who is an Arjuna? Okay? Then we'll have another round of discussion. Take 10 minutes, ask yourself, who is Larakshani of the World Wide Venture Organization? And anyway, do you have leadership and institutional teachers?
Only one person.
Oh,
yeah. One is taking a lot. Focus.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am on Twitter because I am distracted.
which is a very special reason. Not just a balcony view. He can see the organization, he sees the context, right? And that's a very different view from his soul. That is very special. Yeah?
Just for our clarity, cannot
you be a coach who is learning? We'll come to this coach thing, because coach has already been taken away by Nakata.
Okay.
So if you become a coach, it's a different kind of coach, no? Yeah.
I'm assuming because I'm realistic. I'm realistic.
Realistic. Can you expand on realistic a little more?
Yeah, because the problem that we face anywhere, there are many theoretical solutions to them.
Mm-hmm.
Until and unless you know that how it is exactly applicable to my organization,
mm-hmm.
how to implement that framework, let's for example, as everybody talked about that, but when you change it, you need to your own organization.
What does it mean?
Yeah, you need to always improvise onto that to implement that
framework. Hold on to this, we go further.
Sure.
Okay? So reality is, you got to add some more things.
Reality is, see, whatever is happening in the organization, first, Arjuna needs to accept that.
Hmm.
Once you accept, then only you will be able to change the
So reality. What is it that I am accepting, which is different from what the others can accept? So something I can do as an Arjuna, which is very special and very different from what other people can do. So, what do you think that is?
Perfect.
Pardon?
Perfect.
No, yeah. Bhimas are all very good at execution. Yudhishthira should make sure execution happens. We don't need an Arjuna for execution. That's, we'll leave out that story. So, that's the side story, the not the most important story of Arjuna. Same group going round and round. No, they're all from me. Nepotistic, because you're close to me. Next group.
You need to look at the bottom, bottom up and top bottom.
What do you mean by bottom up and top down?
Looking at the macro to the micro.
Macro, okay, he has a macro view.
And the micro.
May or may not be a macro view. Okay, I'll add that. Balcony view, macro view, okay.
Listening to what the others are not listening.
What is it that he's listening to the others are not listening to? That's very critical.
He goes through that process, right?
Pattern. Okay.
Goes from a state of confusion.
We'll assume that they spoke for you.
Yeah. From the state of confusion to clarity he moves. So he has...
He accepts the organization is not...
I manage the organization level risk very well because I have a company who's inside out and I'm very skilled and knowledgeable, understand everything. So with a major risk with affect the organization.
Sorry, you're not participating here. No. Just think about it. If you are doing all of this, you cannot do that. Next group.
I'm not Arjun because I am innovative. I innovate.
What do you innovate? There's a difference between what you can innovate and what a sahaj is of innovation. What
is the new thing that you mean? Idea, you can say, for example, so we use some like left or right, first light is green, right?
Pardon?
For example, first order is just, you can say pain, you know the pain, right? He knows the difference in that, but after that he knows the organization, how to. Like the idea converted into the organization.
No, not really.
and a winner because I am the head of the company. The partner of the
company.
I think the day you look at lots of fun happening. Huh? Just pass me down. Move it. Yeah, same group.
He has all the symptoms of high cortisol in his system. He has high blood pressure, his skin is hot. All of those symptoms are what you measure when you measure autonomous nervous system disturbance. So you can stand there and really ask the question. Krishna does not appear. Krishna is not persona. Krishna is that part of your intelligence that is waiting to be tapped. You ask the right question. And you can ask the right question only if you internalize the sorrow of the present, sorrow of the Yuga Dharma. And asking these are the teachings who are supposed to govern us. It's so that badly. But is this the right fight? What am I fighting for? Am I fighting for vengeance? Am I fighting for land? What am I fighting for? And a Kurukshetra will never become a Dharmakshetra if I cannot ask fundamental questions about the nature of sorrow that the present is to be. And being able to ask those questions is a special thing. Okay? And let me add a small additional confusion and then I'll leave you to think about it for a long time. Because these are not questions that you think and answer in a few hours. I'm hoping I've triggered you all to continuously think about this. Now, when you stand in Arjuna's position, there are actually three people here. There is Draupadi. Because the current system fails vulnerable people.
The current system also failed a warrior equal in capability to each one of these five in every way. That's Karna. And it failed him because it said, you're not legitimate. So the system of governance failed on two fundamental counts. Okay? It couldn't handle the vulnerable. It couldn't handle people whom it delegitimized.
I ask myself these questions. If I don't understand meditation, if I don't understand how to stay in a meditative location, and so serotonin flooding my system, cortisol will flood my system. Okay, is that clear? Yes. Only one or two questions are left. Bala will say how many questions are left. Yeah.
You connected this last piece to meditation. Can you elaborate on meditation?
See, if you have to stand here, take any system, whether it is a family, organization, even myself. There's a very beautiful Sankhya thing. We start off by saying Adhidura, Samitya, Manonavasthana, Indriya Gata. From where can I look at something carefully? Yeah? The other Yoga Sutra that says, Dhyana Heyaha Tatsataya, that I just have to meditatively look at something for it to change. What does it mean to find a proper distance, a proper location from which to watch something? Yeah? That location, if you take all the pain that is left unconscious that you see, all the throw-up you see, all the fear that the Bhima doesn't own up to you see, all the thinking that is guided but is afraid to experiment you see, And all of that is because the system on the whole creates invisible patterns of sorrow that people experience here. They don't know what's going on. So they trip. They suffer. Be able to look at that from a Chitta Prajna location. A Chitta Prajna means Siddhi and Prajna. It means I really have insight. I have real understanding into everything going on. But I'm completely located. That's the meditative point. And if I can look at something from there, something else will be.
Without affecting mind. The person that is not affected.
He is affected.
But then
he feels every pain, he feels every thing in the situation, but is not dislocated. Siddhi Prajna.
So can we say there is pain but no suffering?
There is sorrow. I understand dukkha, but I don't suffer. I might suffer, but it doesn't dislocate me. There's no theoretical thing here. You actually have to be able to sense and feel. So if I have empathy, I'll sense and feel. So if you're suffering, I'll suffer too. But it doesn't dislocate me. If I don't really feel with you, what do I know? Nothing. Just theory. Yeah?
How come detachment is part of the persona that Arjuna is carrying when he has the empathy and sorrow?
Yeah, detached as what he said, but I'm actually taking the detached from this Kanti Sutra that I told you. So you describe all of this, huh? Neither too close, not too far away, with your senses completely open. With your mind that is not disturbed at all, being able to see something without it being hidden, not confusing it with other things. There are about 7 or 8 beautiful categories of how to look at something.
So are you saying that
if there is a bit of Arjuna in everybody, organizations will cooperate at a level that is phenomenally good. If there isn't enough of an Arjuna in each, organization will end up, I'm the wisest, I'm the bravest, things like that.
But is Arjuna appropriate?
Enough people have a deep Arjuna in them. Plus some of these, then real collaboration, coherence, convergence is possible. If it is absent, there will be fight. Yeah? Unless each of you understands the other, how will you appreciate? And that's an Arjuna. Plus something more. Yeah, somebody else had a question?
But this Arjuna, they may not be in the right hierarchical structure in the organization.
How no way for you? No way. Usually organizations don't like Arjuna.
So how? Then how can one actually project an Arjuna?
You come here, make a choice. Seriously. Because Arjuna is a dangerous people, they change the paradigm. His Steve Jobs looks a bit of an Arjuna compared to Bill Gates. They change paradigm, change the way things are looked at completely. The good news is you need an Arjuna only once in a while. Yeah? Once you're born, 5-10 years, you might need an Arjuna. Rest of the time, you need these 4 guys to really cooperate. So that's the good news. The bad news is, if you don't have an Arjuna coming up every now and again, the organization will not evolve. It might grow. You start decaying, there will be problems that you can identify but you cannot solve. Because you can't see the invisible patterns.
What of disruptive?
Pardon?
What of being disruptive?
Creative destruction. That's the Shaun Peter word. Yeah. So it's a difficult claim you to be. Okay? Can I ask you to take experience? Can I ask you people to just take 5 minutes or so and experience the Arjuna location in yourself? Yes? I said, I answered why not just it's enough because I look at all of this, I ask deep questions, I don't decide. And I have to be able to sit with uncertainty, ambiguity, all the difficult sides without taking a decision too soon. If I take a decision too soon, I'm running away into problem solving. Understand? So if I have to really take a paradigmatic view, I have to stand there and watch it very carefully. Yeah? So I can't be decisive very quickly. Yeah? And if you watch from a meditative place, you don't take any decision. Right? An insight will hit you. Yeah. Last question. Narvin Balasana. Wave his hand.
How is it different than a guy who has a problem?
Pardon?
How is it different than a Sikh had a problem solving?
Sikh had problem solving is a Sahadeva. It is not Sikh robe. Which is wearing this, wearing this, wearing this, and really feeling the human reality of an organization or a group of people. It's not a problem solving thing at all.
Can we
do the exercise or is it time?
We do the exercise and we'll go inside the meditation room.
Yeah.
5 minutes is what you wanted.
Yeah.
There's a book that Raghu has written. It's called Leadership Dharma. 2.5 hours. Cannot do justice to the insight. If anyone is interested in exploring this kind of thinking, that's the book you should pick up. That is very, very insightful, but it requires that time and patience to sit through it, understand it, feel it, and then see how in our own roles, in our own respective organizations, what is it that we can do. So because we haven't read that, we are getting all these questions. All these questions are right. I am not saying they are wrong. But if you want to get or ask the right questions from the right perspective of what Raghu is trying to share from the Pandava side, I feel you should pick up that book. You should be really interesting. Okay.
Something I promise, like Balak promising is that you won't have questions at the end of it. You might have more questions. Which I'm happy to pick up.
Yeah, Leadership Dharma. It is available on Amazon, on Flipkart, not on there.
Okay.
Because I don't want us to move into a stage where we start asking loads of questions at this stage where he is encouraging us to question us. And then even before we do that, we start asking the questioning Raghu, it's going to be part of the anger in there. Is that okay? Because we have a very nice meditation by Deepa, guided meditation with Deepa and manifesting inside the house.
Just for a minute, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm hoping that when you're listening to me, you got in touch with some Dharma practice of yours. Yeah? Now, how do you work with the Dharma Sankata? Okay, you work with the Dharma Sankata by imagining that the Dharma Sankata is at the end of a line. Okay, another word for this is Ubhaya Koti Sutra, which means you touch one end of the line, you touch the other end of the line. So what you do is you go here and imagine situation. Supposing I only look at a decision or look at the situation from completely this point of view, let's say human point of view, some organization thing. I'm saying I will think fully like a nakula and act for people and their feelings. The Dharma Sankata is, I go to this end, there is policy, there is discipline. It is equally important There are upsides and downsides, what's going on what? Okay? So you go to one end and really feel into it and say, supposing I'm 100% focused only on people. What does it look like? What are the positives and negatives? Go to the other side and I say, but only look at a Yudhishthira point of view. I only look at policy. What are the positives? What are the negatives? Internalize it. Come back to the center and ask yourself, how do I create an I? Not intellectually, but in myself. But I have to hold the and. There are no intellectual solutions in an organization, there are only human solutions. How do I hold this and act from there? Just close your eyes, do this. Go to one side, feel it fully. Come to the other side, feel it fully. And go back to the center. Wobble and find the balancing point. Find the end between these two.